Last we saw our hero, he gracefully slipped through a wormhole then crash-landed on Earth. But it wasn't 2021 anymore. It was 1985. Dun dun dun! After running into some humans who piled out of a cool-looking DeLorean, he got the rundown on the planet. Fast forward a couple weeks, our hero finds himself in a garage, trying to put his space loot ship back together. It's goddamn piece of shit tools, never where I need them when I need them. I turned the power off on this thing, right? Oh yeah, I turned... Oh, fuck! That was not off. Who in the hell could that be? Literally nobody knows I'm here except for the DeLorean bros. Maybe if I just ignore them, they'll go away. I said, they'll go away. Coming! Yeah, what do you want? Busy in here.
Hey sir, well, it seems like your magnetoplasma dynamic thruster has some issues.
Holy shit, are those robots? You got robots with you?
Yeah. These are the lunar assistant cyborgs.
You guys gotta come in. Yeah. Come in. We gotta have a chat. I've been, for the last 2 weeks, trying to put this shit back together. All my robots died in the crash. That's crazy that you just showed up here. You just, like, going door to door trying to sell these things, or what?
Yeah, I mean, no, not really. Like, our cyborgs, they have a radar for broken space loot ships, so, yeah, we got a bing.
That's funny, because Midas told me there was some tracking shit on the ships before I borrowed it, and I disabled most of them, so I clearly must have missed one, but hey, here we are. Who are you guys from? You have, like, a card or something?
Nice to meet you. I'm sorry we didn't introduce ourselves properly. So we're from Gravidao, and, you know, we build robots and cool stuff for collectives, and, you know, we've got all sorts of spare parts for DAOs and Discord servers and space loot ships and all of that crap.
Very cool. Let me kick some of this old equipment off the couch here. You guys have a seat. Your robots are already hard at work putting the ship together, so that's awesome. So what is this Gravidao? You guys run servers and stuff and have these cool robots?
Yeah, well, you know, Gravidao is, it's a collective. So, you know, we've got, you know, a cult going on there, and we're just passionate about things that involve communities and governance in particular, and anything that enables that. We're trying to recruit new cult members.
I do like a good cult. What's your name?
My name is Elo.
Nice.
And this is my associate, Guillaume.
Hello.
How's it going? Okay. Good to meet you guys.
Very good to meet you, sir.
Yeah, so this is Guillaume. He got into the cult, like, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago or something. I picked him up on Terra Planet.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, he was designing some spaceships. To be honest, they were like, you know, because I like the space loot ships, but the ships Guillaume was designing was, man, one of a kind spaceships. You know, they've got like hypersonic ultrasound wings and stuff, so it's pretty good.
I like the sound of all those words.
Yeah, I mean, When I read the specs on his ship, I was like, man, we got to bring him on board to the cult and, you know, introduce him to the robots and, you know, get him up and do some shit.
That's awesome. What were you guys doing on Terra Planet? You guys been into this whole crypto space a while, or?
I mean, yeah, right. We've all been to Terra, right? So there's this canteen there and they serve some really good juice. So I was just hanging around there, getting some juice. What's it called again? I think like red killer worm juice, I think it was.
I usually shoot for the blue killer worm juice myself. The red is a little too spicy for me, but they have a kick. They definitely have a kick. I actually picked up some pretty cool NFTs over last time I was in that planet system. You guys mess around with NFTs or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely NFTs and like, We'd seen these canteens, different canteens, and you know the Galactic Punk canteen and all sorts of canteens, and you know they had their NFT and avatars going on. Like you couldn't even tell which species there were basically because of the holograms. But they had like a problem. Like they had no way to verify if you know if the punk was a real punk or not. So we just got together and we built this robot called Lunar Assistant, which we have with us right now. And what it does is, you know, it can tell you, or like the canteen owner can say like, okay, guys, we've got this special room in here. It's only for the real punks. Please verify yourself and come on in.
That's pretty slick. There is an awful lot of, I don't want to say like aftermarket punks, but like fake punks. They're like not even the real ones, you know? And so as just a humble pilot, like I don't have time to go through all the code on each punk to verify. So you guys have a bot that just like does all that shit for you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this Lunar Assistant bot, it was designed by one of our, he's not even from Earth. He's from some kind of planet. Like, I actually don't dare ask him because I think he'll get mad at me. But, he's a genius. His name is Cole Killian. And he did a lot of work on the back end of this robot. And, it doesn't have laser eyes because that's so cliche, but it has some really good eyes and it can tell if the NFT is real or not.
You know, I used to really be all about laser eyes until the laser eye apocalypse of 2041. When that shit happened and I saw that shit, I swore off laser eyes. I was done. So that's good to hear that you guys have gotten past that and are actually putting the eyes to more of a positive use. Build, not destroy, yeah. You know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I can definitely appreciate alien code around our cantina. They always say, you want a good Rust dev, you got to go to the edge of the galaxy to find one. So it's no joke. Like, you literally have to fly to the edge of the galaxy to where their planet is and like find one. And you can't even really find them. It's you pretty much have to like hunt them down with a tranquilizer gun and then like bag the one you want and hope that they're wise enough to do the coding you need done. It's a whole thing. It's very, very dirty work, as they say.
Yeah, it is a whole thing. And you need a translator application as well, because, you know, sometimes these alien languages, they can get pretty gibberish to the average traveler.
Kids these days with their language translators.
We were lucky enough to have some XYZ coordinates, some of the outer XYZ coordinates installed, which led us to, you know, this very small asteroid belt. I think it was at like 721, yeah, that would have, it was like a triple XYZ coordinate. So we got lucky there. We hunted down a tribe and then we sort of, well, had them fight each other, and then the eventual winner we just bagged.
One always emerges, and then by then they're tired. It's much easier to bag.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what got you guys started down like the crypto path? Like, were you guys into crypto before you found Terra, or was Terra your first kind of experience with it?
Well, I'll let my associate chime in here, and then I'll come back later. Can sounds I get great. A coffee somewhere, you know?
Yeah, sounds great, sir. As a crypto investor, it's not my first time, let's say. I started on ETH and Bitcoin, and then learned a little bit of DeFi. But in NFTs, I started in Terra. My first NFTs was recently a gift from Archangel AR, big shout out. But just loving it. And Terra is the ecosystem I'm most bullish on since a while from now.
I've seen a lot of different ecosystems, and I definitely keep coming back to Terra. I don't know. It's a mix of a lot of things. I would say the first is like the strong cantinas that they have, the drinks that they serve there. You don't really see bonding like you do there in other ecosystems, which is really nice to see, like people getting together to build and kind of work towards the same end. There's just a lot of potential here, I feel like.
Yeah, I totally agree. And as an enthusiastic artist, I have found myself very, very happy with a lot of feedback and just a lot of people interested in building around ideas and listening and giving criticism on the idea. So it's very good to see and to be around the community that are so connected to make a better ecosystem for everyone. And so many projects coming in. Of course, our ecosystem has Anchor and Mirror, which basically enables a lot of cool things. So yeah, it's so nice. And the NFTs, like, there are so many cool stuff. The utilities are coming. Now it's like I feel like it's the utility era or something, because everyone is coming up with different ideas and utilities that we haven't thought before. And that's very cool. That's one of the parts I like the most about Lunar Assistant. That's very cool.
Nice. It says here on the card there possibly might be some of these NFTs coming.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, right? So we have the Lunar Assistant NFTs, and like yourself, you know, you see they're doing a really good job on your ship. I don't know how far they gotten in these 10 minutes, but I even think they did some extra work on your shield.
Well, that's the destroyer. Oh yeah, that's the old destroyer. That thing saved my life. Probably the only reason I'm here talking to you guys right now. I mean, we hit hard, and I'm still trying to get my brain straight.
Yeah. No, I mean, these hills on this planet, they can be pretty rough for landing ships. So, I mean, you see the good work they do. And so, you know, we thought, like, why don't we just, you know, make this into a non-fungible asset so people can have their own Lunar Assistant, right? So, yeah, I mean, obviously it's a lot of work to build these robots. So we decided to go with parts instead. And so, we'll be releasing an arm just to begin with. Like, so you could attach the arm to your own cyborg suit and do some work with that as like a third arm, or, you know, just have it on display. If you have an arm and you have you need something done with the Lunar Assistant robot, there are some functionalities that will be exclusive for the NFT holders, such as, you know, an easy dashboard to manage the Lunar Assistant, and some very basic governance options for people who, you know, they want to manage their cult in a way that is a bit more streamlined than doing polls on Discord in the cantina. So that's one thing. So, yeah. And then another thing is that everyone who holds one of these arms, they will earn an income from the suckers who sell theirs.
I like that. Any extra income to offset these gas costs? I mean, have you ever filled up a magnetoplasma dynamic thruster? Gas guzzler, I'll tell you what. Gas guzzler.
Yeah, no, I stayed away from the magnetoplasma dynamic thrusters because, you know, plasma is pretty expensive nowadays. Ever since the factory in, which plant was it? Crutchy Clegg broke down. You know, the supply chain is completely disrupted and plasma is just, yeah, can't afford it.
I have to do extra tasks to afford mine, and I would love to get away from it. Maybe we can get these robots to reprogram some shit. Get me a different engine on that bad boy. Are these going to be, like, I get an arm, I get another arm, I get a leg, and then a head. Like, can I build my own actual non-fungible robot? Or are they just the arms?
Well, I mean, it'd be pretty silly to only build arms. So yeah, we start with the arms because that's what most people need. They do need an arm.
Need
I think the next thing we'd build is a head, probably. So, you know, it can run itself and nice. It doesn't require you to stay home. We'll see how it goes. But our cult members are definitely making a lot of requests for having a complete robots that, you know, could be an interactable in the different multiverses as well. So that's definitely something on the roadmap.
That's pretty cool. That opens up a lot of potential in what you can do with these and allowing people to trade. Maybe they got, you know, two left feet and they're trying to dance. So maybe they want like a right foot. So, you know, you can go out and trade somebody that's got some right feet for some of your left feet. I mean, everybody needs a hand these days. So that's y'all are doing good work.
Yeah, thank you. And the cool stuff is that these hands, they have some HUD displays as well. So you can check up on your tweed and, you know, we've got a couple of different HUDs. We've got an anchor HUD coming and a couple of angel HUDs. So if you feel particularly angelic, it's always nice to have an angel HUD to know how Halo is doing and how your wings are doing. Like, do they need some repair and stuff like that? And for people who want to have a sneak peek, they're very welcome to come to our own canteen, which you could find. You know, I'll drop an invitation module in the intern canteen.
Oh, excellent. I can grab that and then put it right into the signal transmission when it goes out.
Yeah, exactly. Or they could visit the Birdie, the Twitter module, and find us there. It's gravidao_. Yeah, I mean, we've got a promotion running right now. All the people who are opening up their doors, we're pulling them together, and then we'll gift one of the arms to one of those lovely people.
Oh, very cool. I heard, and I correct me if I'm wrong, that you guys might possibly be expanding to some other ecosystems out there, which I think that's cool. I know some people like to be maxis about shit. I'm kind of the opinion that eventually, once all of this framework gets built out, it's going to be more like Wreck-It Ralph is kind of what we keep comparing it to, where you can just go seamlessly between the different ecosystems and all that shit is done behind the scenes. It's all nothing the user has to actually worry about. And I think it's silly to think that there would be just one, when granted UST will probably be the currency of them all, but I think there will still be all these different ecosystems that people will continue to use. So seeing that you guys are looking at possibly expanding to some other ones, I think that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, definitely. And
that's not a secret, is it?
Well, you know, it's not a secret anymore now, but it's a very secret network. You know, it was hard. It was hard to find a network.
Invite only kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah. It was invite only kind of stuff, and then you know we had to run a special scout ship to find a network. But once we got in, the people there were very helpful in the sort of getting the cyborg lunar assistant accustomed to the new environment, because there's a lot of gamma rays in there and a lot of atoms and stuff flying around. You know, it's a very weird cosmos. So we had to adjust the gyro stabilizers of the lunar assistant a little bit, and also deal with the different pyramids they have, because these secret guys, they, you know, they don't run the regular code. You know, they're real hackers, you know. So they have like pyramids where if you want to access this mainframe or that, you need a pyramid to do that.
And oh, like, interesting.
It's taking a little while. My bet is that it would be ready next week, hopefully, or otherwise the week after.
I like how our perception of time is so distorted when a long time is like next week. It's like, damn, that's like, that's right around the corner. But man, that week gonna feel like a year. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was talking to Daniel earlier, like you heard, right? So like, 3 months is like 3 years when you're warping between ecosystems.
Yeah, I mean, Einstein, for how old that cat was, his time dilation stuff was on point. Like that twin aged, that went real fast, and now we're going faster than light. Time just pretty much meaningless at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Einstein. I read Einstein when I was a teenager.
Did they still have actual books when you were a teenager, like the old paper dead tree kind of books?
Yeah, we still had the script, the letters,
the ancient scripts. Man, I remember that shit. Those were so heavy. You remember like putting just all those scripts in like a sack and just carrying? Oh, we were so uncivilized back then. Let me kill these trees and print on them so you can read.
Like I imagine people will get taller because they don't have to carry backpacks on their back anymore.
That's being studied. Years. So I'm pretty sure you're right.
Is it really being studied?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, everything's being studied in the quantum network at the same time.
Yeah.
What do you guys have any other systems in your sights that you could maybe tease us with a little taste of? Or I know you haven't even launched this next one. I'm already asking for more. You can just say no. It's fine.
We are very involved in the artistic aspect of this project. Of course, not saying that the other we are not in, like Cole. It is amazing dev, and we are very involved in the dev as well, but I am very involved in the art, and I know Elo is too. Our designs, our lightnings, our, you know, the moons, the orbs, and all different kinds of shapes and feels, and so we would like to invite you guys to check out and give your feedback. Tell us if you like it. It's not the regular avatar project, it's something different. So we're trying our best to do something that is cool. And of course, the utility, you all know that it's useful. So if it can look good and be useful at the same time, then it's good. So we are trying our best, and we would like the community to come along and give feedback if that's something you also want.
I have a little feedback. I appreciate the old power glove vibes. Like the one I'm seeing on your card here gives me like old Nintendo Power Glove vibes, which I really like. That was like my shit in that generation, even though that Power Glove was such garbage. Like yours looks like it would work way better than the old ones that we had.
Nice.
Yeah.
I also like that you guys started with a utility. You guys weren't just like another like, oh, I want to make NFTs too kind of project. Like you guys started with, there was an issue that people needed solved and y'all solved it. And y'all solved it in like a really smart and easy to use, helpful way. Like we haven't had to do shit with these robots and like that ship is pretty much done. And I bet you, don't tell Midas that I said this, but I bet you it's going to run a lot better than it did when I first borrowed it. So I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of options for lunar system services, and you know the old school way of doing it before we had the laser wars was you charge a subscription fee. But we decided like you know we had the laser wars, let's do something different. And yeah, the way it's going to be set up now is that the lunar assistant itself will work to get you in on the lunar assistant technology. So it's like a meta technology almost. So it just means that instead of having a subscription fee, you'll need to have a lunar assistant NFT. And then these will act as access keys to the stuff that we're building. And then further down the road, Lunar System is going to play a bigger role in Motoko, which is another product we're working on, and sort of providing the interface between Discord and governance systems at large.
That's pretty cool. You guys are going to set up, and will those be connected with the assistants in the different spots that they're hanging out in?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Because you know, a lot of people, they are mostly on Discord, with all the canteens. It's, you know, every planet has its own canteen where you can get the juices and
sometimes multiples.
Yeah, sometimes multiples, that's right. And you know, people once they get into the canteen, they're hesitant about leaving. Right? If you tell them, guys, could you go over to the postal office and like register your vote? They're like, but come on, man. Why can't we do it from the canteen? Why, you know, we're good here. We've got the juice. We don't want to leave the canteen. Can't we just do it here? So Lunar System would, yeah, be working to making all the lazy DJs happy.
I feel that in my soul, not having to like go out and fetch stuff and like bring it back when I could just as easily do it from the comfort of my own cantina. Like that's awesome. And I know there's a ton of DJs that feel that way as well, because nobody likes leaving their own cantina. It's just how it is, you know.
That's just how it is. Yeah,
I think it's something ingrained in our genetics. Back when we lived in caves, and like leaving the cave meant you probably got ate by something, you know. So like now we're obviously apex. You know, we don't really have to worry about getting ate by something unless it's, you know, one of those crazy sandworms on one of those wacky sand planets. But I don't even go there. You get sand everywhere. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it gets everywhere, you know.
I still got sand in my ship from the last time I went, and that was like at least a decade ago. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and the sand is pretty corrosive as well. It's not your regular beach sand, so it just eats away at the metal parts, and yeah, it's a mess.
It says here y'all got mobile working finally. I know mobile is a giant pain in the ass, so props to you guys for getting that sorted out. What was that like?
That was pretty easy, actually.
Really? More people should do that. Tell Levana that. Yeah.
Well, that's funny because they were the ones who asked us to to install the mobile module.
Nice. And could you get the robot to crack some meteors on mobile while you're at it? Oh, yeah. I like their planet. They have some crazy landscape on that planet. I'll tell you what.
They do. They do.
You ever drag race a dragon with a spaceship? Them dragons are fast, but my spaceship's faster. Well, it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, they've got... I think they're coming out with cyborg dragons. So you might want to upgrade your spaceship and get like a version 2 thruster on there in case you want to drag race.
Need a version 2 thruster and a version 3 dragon trailer for hauling my dragon around. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What are some features of the Lunar Assistant that most people may not know of or maybe don't use as much as you expected them to, and you want to like let them know, like, hey, there's this dope feature you guys like don't even ever use? Or do people use them all?
Yeah, exactly. No, they don't. They don't. They most definitely don't. The NFT hologram feature is the most popular choice. But Midas, he got us to include a CW20 support for the Lunar System, which means that you can use tokens, non-native tokens as well to set up your private canteen rooms. And so far, of course, we're not keeping tabs on all of the, was it today, 55 servers, canteens, who are using it. But as far as we know, Midas's canteen is the only one who is using EW20 capabilities. And just to be clear, you can also use LP contracts for that.
Really?
So that means that, you don't have to, if you like farming, you don't have to forsake your farming position and get tokens to be able to enter one of these canteen rooms. You can just use that as well. And, you know, people could get creative with it and create like hidden channels. Like Daniel said, hidden channels where, you know, you don't even know they are there until you like have this token, and all of a sudden like a door opens and there's a party going on the other side.
My great, 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 great grandpappy used to tell me about that kind of stuff they had back on First Earth. I think they called them like speakeasies, I think. And it was basically like that. It was just like a normal room. And then they'd like pull a book off a shelf and all of a sudden it turned into like a bar. And apparently way back in those days, they had some sort of prohibition or something happening that they were like trying to hide from or something. I don't know. I didn't really pay attention, but I thought that was pretty interesting that their rooms were secret like that.
Yeah. And then, to come back to the features, so there is one project, Crunks, and they did use the capabilities to the utmost extent possible, I think. That was before the CW20 spec was live. And they set up a whole bunch of rooms for different amounts of NFTs that the people had. So if you had one crunk, you could enter room number one. And if you had five, you could enter room number 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Oh, cool.
And then, they used this to do weighted governance voting.
That's an interesting way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, in a very interesting and manual way and, you know, labor-intensive way. So, we're happy to say that a very long time from now, so like Q1, they won't need to do it like this anymore, and they'll just be able to do it with Lunar Assistant itself without having to go through the hoops.
Is that what gave y'all the initial like idea to build these things? Was seeing everyone do it manually, or were you guys having to do it manually yourselves and you were like, there's got to be a better way, and then you built these robots? Or how did the spark initiate?
Seeing Krunks manage their canteen like this was an added spark or extra fuel on the spark. But it really started with Daniel and I over summer, where I was on my home planet and I was starting a project, and you know, I had heard about a lot of capabilities that didn't exist on my home planet, but they did exist in crypto space and multiverse spaces. And but on my IRL planet, it wasn't really there yet. And so I read an article by Daniel on Kairos, and it's a governance platform that he had thought out and put into a Medium article for one of the contests, I think on Loop it was. And I said, like, you know, I want to use this on my planet, you know, I want to use this not just in crypto land, but actually in my daily life. And so we got on a call together, and we decided to enter the hackathon, the Space Camp hackathon, got a team together and started doing research in all sorts of alien technology and different aspects of the technology, and put something out, like very, very small concept and MUP. And then Daniel, he was really busy in crypto space and spreading the gospel. I decided, like, you know, I want to keep delving into this. So I said goodbye to my world job. And started thinking and building and getting people together and trying to make tools for collectives, for DAOs that could eventually, over the eons, be used in real life as well. But starting with crypto space, and in particular with Terra, because Terra already has some of the most advanced technology you can find in crypto space. And you know, they have a decentralized stable coin, which is completely radical, and the savings protocols and the synthetic assets and the community, you know, just that as well. Like, all the canteens are very lively and people talk to each other, people meet each other. It's a very good space to be in, and I'm really happy to be able to do this. And so, I mean, we started our own cult, the GraviDAO cult. And what we're doing is just looking at tooling for other cults and collectives, and filling in that gap, and sort of trying to make it something more than what has been done, and trying to lift it up a level and make it exciting to do governance with your collective, and not like something you have to do or you feel obliged to do, or something you have to do because you have the tokens, but something you actually want to, because it's a nice process.
Yeah, if all of that's done manually, it definitely turns it into more of a chore, which makes people want to do it way less. And it is a super important part of keeping all of this stuff going. So having those tools in place to be able to keep that going in a very easy and frictionless manner, I think is hugely important, especially if you think about like what this is the early stage of, you know, like further down the line, you can see different civilizations using this stuff as the framework to kind of control how their societies form and develop and interact, which I think is crazy interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think like right now it's very early. It is, you know, it's new people from planet Earth. They are flabbergasted by this alien technology, and not all of them understand the importance of it yet. But I think it will soon dawn upon them when the big banks of the world are gonna get themselves into trouble because of their money printing and their fiscal policy. And I think then people are gonna see, like, hey, wait a minute, you know. And, you know, just their policies in general, like, just I think a month ago, my neighbor, her bank account was hacked, and she was like totally upset. She had saved money to go living in another country, and it was just gone. And so I said, like, you know, I'll help you just a little bit. Make sure you get a lawyer and find, you know, sue them, or at least threaten to sue them. And so I checked out the policies on the bank's website, and it literally said they're not liable for any kind of loss. So, you know, it's insane. People trust the bank more than they do this new technology, because it gives them a sense of familiarity.
It's tradition.
Don't find in new technology.
It's hard to get past that. Hundreds and thousands of years of this certain way of doing things, and it's been good enough to just keep everyone doing it. But I also think that there hasn't really been any other better option. It's just more of the same options. So this sort of tech is like completely freeing to that idea of having another choice. That's something you actually control, you know, like the banks are the worst. They're literally the worst. And this tech, I think, is definitely going to help save people from that whole way of doing things, which once that happens, rebuilding can start and things can start getting fixed properly, not just printing more money. They play fast and loose with that inflationary currency of theirs, don't they?
Yeah, it's pretty insane. I think just this week I saw some data, a comparison between inflation rates, I think the last 100 years, and it's pretty insane, and it's still very comfortable. And so, you know, people or systems only change when they're challenged.
You almost get to a point where it may not even be their choice, because everyone's following everyone else there, and then like it just, like, no good ideas or change happen because they're just following the one with the biggest guns or the loudest nukes or whatever the case is. Well, these bots are pretty cool.
Can I smoke in your house?
Yeah, let me fire up the old dust fan here.
I would like to give a big shout out to Gravidal guys, Cole and Ig and Gina and Adam. These are the ones that are most, they're all working together, and it's very cool. I've never, it's like my first project working with people all around the world. Been so much fun. I'm learning a lot with these guys, and they're simply making magic. So, and very happy to be building stuff in Terra with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, let me just, if we got a minute, I could introduce some of our cult members. How does that sound?
Oh yeah. Beam them in.
Let's have a look. I'm browsing to our canteen. So we've got Adam Rocketman. And Adam Rocketman, he's you know, if you ask him, like, you know, we've got this lunar system stuff, how does it need to move? How does it need to flow? How does it need to create flows with the user? Adam Rocketman is like the man to go to. And then we've got, we're just thinking about the cult starters. It's definitely Ignatius, Mr. Nachos. He's a lawyer from New York, and, he was here during the Kairos days. And he stuck around because he likes the cold. And he's up helping us with a lot of stuff, legal advisory and, making sure we can jump through the hoops, to do some of the projects that are coming out. Then we have Ryan, Wordview. Big shout out to him. He's an accountant from Texas, but he's also a musician and an activist, and he's a really good writer. So whenever we want to tell a story with the Lunar Assistant, and you know, configuring the speech module of the cyborg. We always run it by Ryan to make sure it's set up properly. And then we've got, we've got a lot of cult members. Obviously we've got Cole, the alien we bagged, who's doing amazing dev work. Then we have Mr. Monkey Warrior, who's very enthusiastic and He's having some time off because he's working in a plant, a metallurgy plant. So he's not around that much, but he's there. And then we have Joseph. He's the UX boss, period. So anything that has to do with the interface and configuring the interface for the users, that's Joseph's work. Then we have Guillaume, of course, who's here with us. Then we have June from Australia, who's helping us with anything has to do with tokenomics and taking a look at that for the governance platform that is coming soon. And we have Rich, who's also in DeLorean, Rich, Lord of Coins, who advised us couple of times on some financial stuff. And then we have Amer, the racer dog, who's he's a racer dog. And he's really good with people. So right now he's figuring out some issues that came up on his side of the universe, but he's gonna do project management when he gets back, most likely. And then we have Dwang. He's a front-end developer who's been helping us. Then we have the very honorable Octal Mage / Cute Bunny. And I think people who have been hanging around in different canteens, they do know Mr. Jason Octal Mage. So whenever we have something come up with the cyborgs and is a very specific question, he almost always knows the answer. The guy is like a walking Wikipedia. It's pretty amazing, actually. And then we have Found a Way, which we recruited at the DeFi Desk canteen. Really awesome guy, completely anon, and he helps out with a variety of stuff, doing some interface design as well. And then we have Be the Mouth, of course, which you know from DeLorean. He was with us from the beginning as well. He's been helping out mostly on the community side of things, and recruiting some new canteens for the Lunar Assistant. Then we have Gina. She did some front-end development for us. And then we have Anup as well. He's been doing some back-end stuff for us when he has some time. And I think that's sort of it. And I also want to say a shout-out to Mr. Chino Man from Momentum Free. He's been hooking up the Lunar Assistant cyborg backend to a lot of canteens, So he's paramount to the growth that that we've been experiencing, and yeah, we're in a partnership, a very loose drinking juice, helping each other partnership, and it's very nice to work with him. He knows a lot about canteens as well, and I look forward to continue having juice with him.
Those are the best kind of partnerships. There was a time when I thought that Chino Man was like a default Discord bot, because like every one I went into, he was there. I thought he was like Tom from like MySpace, if you remember that way, way, way back. Like he was basically the Tom of Discord. But then I realized later that he was actually a real human, a real boy.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all yeah. Got a great team, man. That's pretty cool. It's no wonder you guys are putting out such class work.
Yeah, I mean, and you've ain't seen nothing yet, really, because we've been working for about 3 months on a product which, you know, hasn't even seen the light, and not many people know about it. And the specs are still, you know, some kind of secret, but we're writing the document that will put all of the information, all of the matrix, into something tangible for people to understand. And that has been the biggest work we've been doing behind the scenes, really. And Lunar Assistant is really only the tip of the intergalactic iceberg.
And I don't know if the listeners have seen an intergalactic iceberg. I'm sure you're familiar with the Titanic and that iceberg. Peanuts compared to some of these intergalactic icebergs. So when he says that, that's no joke. They are large, like sun size.
They are large as fuck. And talking about stuff, you know, there's going to be some news coming out really soon about something involving the Galactic Punks as well, and Lunar Assistant playing a role in that. So, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I don't even know if I can tell it yet, but I do want to. But it's going to be... yeah, pretty nice, and it's going to make canteen members, going to make it even easier for them to get around the multiverse.
That sounds exciting. You guys got to have to come back on and tell us about it when it's ready to be told about. I'll probably have another wrecked ship for you guys to fix.
That's very good. That's very good. Maybe we could even time play a game of Space Loot Racing if it's out by then, or maybe a game of Moon Rock Scissors.
I like it. I'm all about that shit. Midas has been training me before I took his ship in a game of Moon Rock Scissors.
You did?
I mean, borrowed. The ship's borrowed. I shouldn't say tank. It's borrowed. Well, cool. It looks like the bots are about done with the ship. Is there anything else about the project you guys want to mention before we wrap this up?
Yeah, I do want to mention something for the people listening. I want to give a secret code to the people listening. And the secret code, and I'll give it to you right now, and this is not to be shared in the text messages, only for the people who are actually listening. So the secret code is K23ZI5, and if people are listening to this, they can shoot me a DM or the collective a DM on Twitter or on Discord. And we'll get them, you know, a first row seat for when the new cyborg arms come out.
Very cool. Listen and write down that code so you remember it. Audio only. Do you have any sort of date on when that might be, or is that still kind of up in the air?
No, that will be the 7th of January. So first there will be an auction for Angel Protocol with some exclusive winged hands, a collection of 20 angel styled lunar system NFTs. They will be sold, half of the proceeds going to Angel Protocol. And then the next day we'll start the first row minting of the NFTs, which will be 150 spots in the auditorium. And that'll run for a day to give people some time. And then we'll start the open viewing of the Lunar Assistant NFTs, which will be 300 arms.
January 7th, mark your interstellar calendars. And will this be UST or Luna or either or? How will the, and are you minting
this
yourselves?
This will be UST. People are free to use swap services provided by Thales, where we'll be minting to convert their Luna into UST.
Very cool.
And they will be priced at 350 UST for one arm.
That's not bad. The last arm I had to replace was at least 800, so that's pretty reasonable, I gotta say.
It's pretty reasonable considering it's, you know, one, it's pretty cool piece of art. Two, it's a utility NFT. So it has an actual use case. It doesn't sit idle.
And not just a use case that's like coming, like these bots are out there putting in work every day. Like you can see how much people enjoy interacting with them and stuff like that. This is super cool.
Exactly. And then we also have, of course, the gradual refund of these arms through the royalty fees being routed back to holders. So I'd say it's a pretty good deal.
Mir, is there any closing thoughts before I kick y'all out of my house?
No. If you're happy with your ship, if it's fixed enough, then you'll be going.
Yeah, I mean, the color on the flames they painted on it, it's not exactly what I wanted, but, you know, I'm a little colorblind,
like
too.
Flames?
I mean, it's all right. I'll get used to it.
But they're glow in the dark, you know, so.
Oh, well, now I'm sold. You guys did a really killer job on the art, by the way. I know we didn't focus too much time talking about it, but like these on the Twitter sheet there, that's really cool. I definitely want to open up my station and see one of them just sitting there showing me the sphere I'm about to interact with.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we did cool. Do a lot of work on making them look high quality.
Whose arm is that? Right word. Is that your arm?
It's a female arm, this one that you see, but we our robot one is more a male one. So we have, and on the female one, we have multiple different types, like android and like different ethnies. So that's a lot of variety.
Yeah, we've got different races being represented.
Exactly.
Nice. Well, if you need an arm model, you let me know.
Species is probably a better.
I've been told I have a nice arm, so if you need an arm model,
I mean, maybe we can do a swap where like we swap a cyborg arm for your fleshy arm.
Ooh, I'd like that with like a microphone built into it. Oh man, make my job so much easier here.
Yeah, we can build a very high quality
and then,
audio.
Like maybe some lock picks for the next spaceship I gotta borrow.
Yeah. Why not?
I'm
we'll
still
build as your needs. If you need, we'll build.
I like it. If you need it, we'll build it. That's the spirit.
Good, yeah.
That is the spirit. Oh yeah, Gravidao, Lunar Assistant.
Thank you for inviting us into the house. I enjoyed the smoke. I enjoyed having a talk with you about all the things going on in the many galactic multiverses. And I enjoyed watching the Lunar System fix your very special magneto plasma dynamic thrusters and doomsday destroyer shields. So yeah, really enjoyed it, and I hope we can barge in again next time and talk about some other stuff our cult is working on.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely be hitting you up once I crash this thing into another damn planet. It's only a matter of time. All right, well, I hate to kick y'all out, but I feel like the person that actually owns this place is going to come home soon, and I'm not trying to be here when that happens. So thanks for getting my ship all fixed. I'll see everybody later. Peace out.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Lessons learned from explosions that shook the human race so bad. Now we're moving to our last chance to make a future that involves plans to evolve faster than we could before the great Drake equation solved. We're only type 1, hoping to be type 2, and one day control the stars like you know we're destined to. Right now we're destitute, looking just to rest our shoes, but our plan's blowing up, rockets blasting off soon. Are you on the arc? Ticket punch on way to the stars, or get left behind in the dust like a bunch of cars. Flash cap, dash into this death trap, crashing. I'm past a point of no return and back in a flash. Catching cash, cabs grazing for no payment when they crap mass. Pass Matt a little pinch and take one last throw. Get the point.
Of spectrum fully inspected, direct a section of the populace with this little invention. No apprehension, appreciate the sap we crafted, wrap it in a pipe before you depreciate like a Jackson. I'm blowing these puzzles all apart, taking weeks to go all the cart. So muzzle up that mouth before you forget where you park. I'll rock a mic right down to the sedimentary layers, like every night inside the halls of my secret lair. People screaming, hands up, waving in the air. People leaving, don't look back and take a nap, we're almost there. I hide and seek the truth inside the booth, busy body wandering through this swampy soup. So got me loot and boy to say what not to shoot.
Hey, yes.
Terror Spaces.